Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, July the 28th, 2014. Hope the week is off to a good start for you, at least the first couple of hours of this work week. We are live 12:04 to 1 here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We stream our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, so you don't have to be right in front of a radio. If you're anywhere near a computer, you can hear the program live, or if you'd like to listen to the program on your schedule, it's buckmastershow.com. We have all of our shows since we began, since Rose and I began this project back in January of 2011. They're all there for you to listen to. During the Monday, we'll have the Monday political face-off to get us rolling down the track this Monday afternoon. Then after the mid-show break, we'll get an update on Arizona's first hospital that is exclusively devoted to sick and injured wild animals. Then Captain Brent Baker of Tucson Fire joins us with tips that may save a life this summer out by the pool. We almost had another swimming pool tragedy over the weekend. So hopefully he can give us some information on that. Buckmaster Show Live, line 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Monday Political Face-Off features commentators John Munger, Tucson attorney, former chair of the Arizona Board of Regents, and 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. And attorney Jeff Rogers is with us, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services. And hanging systems, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Dodge and Fort Lowell, moesgallery.com, and of course they are also on Facebook. And thank you, Rose. I did screw up the fire captain's first name. It is Barrett, not Brent. Barrett Baker will be with us. That's why we pay Rose, Jeff, and John the big bucks. To keep an eye on, make sure we've...
You can always count on Rose.
That's it. Gentlemen, how are you? How was the weekend, John?
Very well. Nice weekend.
Yeah. Any rain at your up at the Hacienda de Rogers in the foothills?
We got a fair amount of rain up there. I live about about a half mile north of the JCC, and it was a pretty decent weekend for rain, and then was able to squeeze in a horseback ride yesterday morning. If I got up pretty early for it, but it was a good weekend.
You know, I see all the political signs. It's that season. They're on every corner, and I'm just wondering, and I thought I would bring it up to you guys, just each of you weigh in on this, Jeff Rogers. In this day of social media and all these contacts over the internet, is there still a place for these political signs?
Well, if you have very, very low name recognition, then it's been shown that maybe you can increase your name recognition a little bit with signs. But we're not a big fan of signs. Our volunteers and a lot of our operatives think it's very important, but the people sort of in the know say that signs are really, not that sound of an investment. And particularly the big ones that you see at intersections. I think if you put them more in your home yards, those yard signs tell your neighbors who you're backing, and people may look at your signs and think to themselves, Jeff backs this candidate, he must be pretty good. Mm-hmm. Those ones are probably a little more helpful, and maybe the ones that are out on wide stretches of road alone that you might drive by and see, but this conglomeration of them at intersections.
Yeah, like I'm thinking of that I go by every day at River and Swan.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got these big signs, John, and the big ones have blown over half the time.
Right.
I mean, when you ran for governor, did you put some money into signs?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You bet. Signs are a relatively inexpensive way to get advertising. Signs were a priority for us. And I've had a lot of people say, oh, I saw your signs.
Hmm.
And so... It does make a difference how you do it, where you do it, but I'm like everybody else. I think that they are ugly, But I think from the point of view of the candidate, I think they're very, very important. I do think that I know I got a very positive response of for name ID purposes on signs. In my case, I was having to put signs all over the state. You know, there are areas where you don't know a whole lot of people, but they were seeing your name. It was important.
We have early voting beginning actually on Thursday, Jeff Rogers, and today is the last day to register for the primary election, which is coming up to the last Tuesday of August. I believe it's the 26th. When you look at the Democratic side, you basically have only, I think it's the superintendent of public instruction. On the Democratic side, Dr. David Garcia, and his opponent's name slips my mind at this point, but I think that's about the only contested race there. Why do the Democrats have it so together when it comes to these primaries?
Well, we just generally tend to have a consensus. We also have a primary over in Legislative District 3 in the state Senate race there. But other than that, there's not much to turn Democrats out to vote this time. We've got we've rallied around a pretty excellent candidate in Fred Duvall for governor that's going to be rather formidable and has shown an ability to raise money and appeal to the entire Democratic Party segment. And he's a moderate, so we're not having any fight over issues, really, like the Republicans are. So I think that the Republicans are going to come out of this primary a little bit beaten up. And the question is, will they be able to rally around whoever does finally emerge? And the other problem with these kinds of huge contested primaries is, and this could happen to the Democrats as well in something like that, is there's this race to the base. And you've got to appeal to the base element of your party. And in the Republicans' case, it's just getting, you know, more and more and more conservative, the base is, and the people are falling all over themselves, with the exception of Scott Smith, to try to appeal only to that base. And so it might leave a wounded nominee who is going to be less strong in a general election, I think. But and there are other people who would dispute that and say, well, a primary really, you know, gets your candidate fit
does,
and ready.
And it does get your name.
But I don't think that's probably the case.
Gets the name out there, certainly.
Well, I think it does get the name out there. For example, Christine Jones. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, as long as I've been involved in politics, I've never heard of Christine Jones before. I'm not supporting her, incidentally, but I know who she is. Mm-hmm. And but for the primary, I wouldn't know who she was. So I think I'm of a different school than Jeff. I like the idea of people arguing about ideas. I like people being tested in a primary on their ideas, on their temperament, all those different issues. I do think it prepares a candidate. I know it did me. It puts you through the heat of the campaign, helps you prepare your organization. Whereas if you don't have a primary, you're going in pretty cold. We only have basically 60 days between the end of the primary and the election day. And that's not very much time to get your act together. Jeff is right. It is expensive. You can come out injured in a primary. But I like the idea that there's in the Republican Party, that there are ideas being tossed around out there. I think that's attractive for people to be talking about different ideas and different ways of solving problems.
You're supporting Doug Ducey?
I am supporting Doug Ducey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Doug's the best candidate in that.
How will he do against Fred Duvall, Jeff Rogers?
Well, I think he's going to be a little wounded. He's going to be financially very vulnerable because he's had to expend an awful lot of money in this primary. And I didn't know who Christine Jones was either before this primary happened, but she's turned out to be a rather formidable candidate. I mean, they show themselves in pretty much a statistical dead heat. And the big surprise, I think, is that I thought Scott Smith would be a stronger candidate, but it just goes to show you he didn't get in quickly enough. And some of the business community was tied up already by Ducey. So I think that I thought he would be a much stronger candidate than the polling seems to show, but we pretty much have a dead heat in that Christine Jones and Doug Ducey primary. So I'd be real interested to see what happens. And I also have thought in a six-way primary, the only woman has a little bit of a leg up because there are a lot of women who'd like to vote for a woman.
Well, that is true. I am just astounded negatively by the number of women I hear in both parties who say, oh, whatever candidate, that's a woman, I'm going to vote for her. You know, how about voting for the best candidate? You know, let's just get back to voting for people on their merits. I just think that's stupid. And I'm not supportive of that at all. And when I hear that, I think that is really dumb.
I think it goes to show that that women have felt excluded from the party's power structures for, you know, most of our lives, and they're emerging now as a very powerful force. And so that I think that's probably what motivates them. But I do agree that, you know, you really ought to vote for the best candidate, whoever that may be.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason for women in Arizona to feel isolated. There was a period, about 10 years ago, that every state office holder in the Republican Party certainly were women. We had a woman governor, woman majority leader, woman president of the Senate, woman speaker of the House, everything. There's just no reason for that. Just vote for the best candidate.
All right, 790-2040. We'll take a break right here. This is the Monday Political Face-Off. Jeff Rogers and John Munger here. We'll be right back.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac. Business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
Heel! No, no, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training, because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Beat the heat and get back down to earth in the cool mountain air at the 2014 Silver City, New Mexico Clay Festival, the weekend of August 1st. Whether you are a seasoned clay artist or want to get your hands dirty for the first time, you'll be right at home at the Silver City Clay Festival. Enjoy a variety of workshops, demonstrations, lectures on everything from using clay in construction to contemporary ceramics. Take home a work of art or a book or two from the clay market. The Clay Festival also offers tours of a handmade tile factory, a gala reception, live music, juried exhibitions, and more. The Silver City Clay Festival is a Silver City Arts and Cultural District signature event the weekend of August 1st in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. For more information, go to clayfestival.com.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off on The Buckmaster Show. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell & Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Sponsoring our Monday Political Face-Off, Jeff Rogers is seated to the left of me and John Munger to the right of me. And let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Harry is with us with a comment about candidate Christine Jones. Go ahead, Harry.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I just think it's important to understand or not understand, but to know the real history of Christine Jones. People should check out this website, Veterans for a Stronger America. On it, that group has uncovered a number of fibs, we shall say, about Ms. Jones. Number one, she claims to have been a veteran. She was never in the Air Force. She claims to have been a prosecutor. She was never a prosecutor in Los Angeles County. She, let's see, what else did they uncover? Oh, they have a video of her endorsing, not endorsing, but supporting Hillary Clinton's botched Benghazi episode.
Harry, what was the website you gave us?
Veterans for a Stronger America.
Okay. We'll check that
Nobody else has covered that except for the publication that I work on.
And give us a plug for that. Go ahead.
Well, that would be the Southern Arizona News Examiner .com.
Oh, my favorite. I love the SANE. They call it SANE, Southern Arizona News Examiner.
Okay. Harry, thank you for the information.
So that's the one that's run by Franzi, right?
I
like Emil Franzi a lot.
Thanks, Harry, for giving us that information.
Everybody has to get the Southern Arizona News Examiner. That's a great online piece.
Yeah, I think what she did was she took some ROTC experience in college and then tried to turn that into being a veteran. And then I think she was an intern, I believe, in a prosecutor's office and tried to turn that into being an actual prosecutor. Yeah. And so she certainly has exaggerated her qualifications.
You know, we talk about the primaries and the, this effort that was on the ballot, John, on 2012. It was a plan that was put forward by former Phoenix Mayor Paul Johnson. He's putting together a new initiative to eliminate partisan elections in Arizona. Do you like that idea?
I do not. I mean, we already didn't we vote on that a couple years ago and voted
2012,
it down? 2012, it went down
pretty good.
By a pretty good margin.
Two to one margin.
I don't get it. What bothers me is that what he's trying to do is have the same overall majority that can elect general election candidates also elect the primary candidates. So what it means is you just have two elections with the same people voting, one for a primary and one for a general. Why do that? I think the what you get is you don't get choices. You get the same people electing the primary candidates. You're better off with the current system we have, where each party puts up a candidate with its views, and people get to hear the views, and they get to hear the debate. In a deal like that, you're just going to have people not presenting different ideas. Let's say you have a heavily Republican or heavily Democratic district. Your candidates that are going to only candidates that are going to win, say, in a Republican district in a primary are Republican candidates, and the Democrats will never be heard, and vice versa. I'd rather in a Democratic, strong Democratic district, fine, run the Democrat, but let the Republican be heard. And that's what ought to happen.
Jeff Rogers.
Well, it's a terrible idea. And let me, you know, just go, let's go straight to what they think it'll do. They think it will increase independents' participation in the primaries. Well, guess what? We now have something we can look at and say, did it work? Because California went to this, and 2 years ago, and this year in the primaries, they've had the lowest voter turnout in 75 years in California. The idea here is that it will, one, increase independent turnout. Hasn't worked, hasn't done it in California. And the other idea is that it will somehow give us some more moderate people running for office, since they won't be tagged as a Democrat or a Republican. They won't be tied to the parties. But it hasn't worked. Didn't work in California. If we look at all of the races throughout California for Congress and for the state legislature, it just hasn't panned out at all. And, you know, for those reasons, I think it's just a terrible idea. And the voters trounced it. I mean, you know,
two to one margin.
Yeah, it was huge.
Why bring it up again?
And I must tell you something, and this is going to sound controversial, but you got to think about it. Who's to say that you always want moderate candidates?
Yeah, maybe not.
You know, Abraham Lincoln wasn't a moderate candidate. Who's to say that you always want a compromiser? Sometimes you got to make decisions. And that you need to hear the ideas out there.
And there's absolutely no proof that it will actually lead to that anyway. Yeah. We've seen no proof of it and we've got California to look at as an example and as the experiment. It's a failed experiment, and so we don't need that failed experiment here in Arizona.
The impact of the independent vote. The independents continue to grow in Arizona, but they historically, Jeff Rogers, don't vote in the primary.
They don't vote at all. They don't turn out for primaries. Yeah. And we're one of the states. You know, there are a lot of states where you have to be a member of the Democrat or the Republican Party in order to vote in that primary. Here, we opened it up some dozen or so years ago where both parties agreed that independents could vote. So independents can have an influence, but they just don't apparently care enough to actually vote. And nothing we've done has increased their level of participation. So, you know, we don't need any more cockamamie ideas that are purporting to increase their turnout. I mean, we target independents. The Republicans target independents.
They can vote in our primaries.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can vote in our primaries. I mean, let them vote.
And they just don't,
and they don't do it
to a very large extent.
I mean, the answer is that a large number, not all, but a large number of people who vote independent because they don't have concrete views. Some do, but a large number of them don't. They aren't interested and they don't vote. And, you know, the fact that they can vote in our primaries gives them an opportunity to be heard, and if they want to, quote, moderate votes, then moderate votes.
And I must add that both the Maricopa County Recorder and F. Ann Rodriguez down here, they really reach out to these independent voters.
Yeah.
They send them literature in the mail, advising them not only that they can vote in the primary, but advising them, you know, which, if you're on the permanent early voter list, which ballot would you like us to mail to you? Right. And so, you know, no matter how much outreach we do, they still don't turn out in primaries.
I get a kick out of people who, we're talking about some controversial views here, and this will shock some people. I get a kick out of people that say, "Oh, I vote for the person.
Vote for the candidate.
Vote for the candidate." Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, you send somebody to Congress, that person's going to vote with their caucus, whether they're Democratic or Republican, 99% of the time. You may know where that candidate stands on one or two issues that's important to you, but on the other 98% of the issues, they're going to vote directly with their caucus. You're far better in congressional elections and legislative elections to vote for your party, because then you know where they're going to stand. They don't have a choice. If you think you send a Democratic congressman back and he's going to vote moderately with the Republicans often, you're wrong. And the same with a Republican. It's just not the way it works. And the same with U.S. senators. They're going to vote with their caucus. People just don't get it.
Jeff?
Am I wrong, Jeff?
No, I think you're pretty right on that, John. I think most of the time you've got some people who are a little bit more moderate. I'd say McCain is a little bit more moderate. He doesn't always vote with the Republicans. He's got some moderate views on a few subjects.
But about 90% of the time he does.
Probably so. And you've got Ron Barber who steps off of the Democratic train every now and then and sometimes aggravates us. But he's, you know, he votes his conscience. He's a man of his word and a man of his conscience.
Well, and he votes with his party. And there I'm not knocking that.
All right, John, and thank you very much, John and Mr. Rogers, for being with us today. Jeff, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. And on Facebook, find Moe's Gallery on Facebook as well. Be right back. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel's prime minister says Israelis must be ready for a prolonged campaign against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Benjamin Netanyahu also said in a televised speech that demilitarization of Gaza must be part of any future solution in the territory. Meanwhile, the Israeli military reports the deaths of 9 of its soldiers today in separate attacks in Gaza. A federal appeals court has struck down Virginia's marriage protection amendment. That Virginia case, one of several that could go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. The battle that pits the nation's airlines against their passengers. First round has gone to the industry. The House voting to approve a bill allowing airlines, in their advertising, to emphasize the base price of airfares before taxes and fees are added in. More details at srnnews.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:36 on this Monday afternoon. We are joined now on the Buckmaster Show by Dee Kidd. Dee is the director of the Tucson Wildlife Center, started 14, 15 years ago by Lisa Bates. Lisa did a wonderful job getting the organization going and becoming really one of the premier wildlife centers, rehabilitation centers, not only in Arizona, but across the country. Dee, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
The hospital, the new hospital at the Tucson Wildlife Center, is really a special place. It's the first hospital of its kind in Arizona to deal exclusively with Tucson wildlife and wildlife from southern Arizona. Tell us a little bit about the origin of the hospital and where you're at right now with it.
Well, the origin of the hospital actually was from one donor. The executors of Mr. Sam Goldman, who mm-hmm. lived in Florence, were asked by him upon his passing that he would like his money to go to a wildlife rehabilitation center. He loved Arizona's wildlife, especially the raptors. So what had happened is after he did pass, his executors went around to several different states and looked at other facilities. Ironically enough, they ended up back in Tucson, which was just not too far from where they came from. And they kind of did an impromptu visit. And Pete and Lisa both kindly took them on a tour around there. They were very impressed with the tour. And at the end of the tour, they asked them, what is your vision for this place? What would you like for Tucson Wildlife Center? They said, we would like to build Tucson or Arizona's first state-of-the-art wildlife hospital. And they said, we're going to do that for you. And they did. Here about 2 years later, our new state-of-the-art hospital opened up on the grand opening day of April 4th of this year. And since then, it's just been floods of animals coming in constantly. It's great. We have a reception area that is staffed with a kind person who answers the phone, takes everybody's calls, and kind of sends it down to either talks to the person with the issue that they're having with an animal, or sends one of our experienced caretakers out to pick up an animal.
Do you have an ambulance?
Yes.
A wildlife ambulance?
We actually have four 24/7 wildlife ambulances. Mm-hmm. Yes, and they are always waiting to go out. They're pretty busy.
Well, we are lucky to have something like that in the Tucson area. If someone has an issue, they come across this time of year, a baby bird or something like that, can they give you a call and get some instruction over the phone?
Yes, they can. And we do appreciate when people do that instead of bringing them in, because at this point in the year, a lot of them are being born, are now leaving the nests, and they are supposed to be on the ground. We consider those fledglings. And a lot of people think that they've been abandoned or that they're injured or they shouldn't be there, but in fact, they really should be there. So the best thing that people can do is keep cats and dogs and children away from them. They may be on the ground for 1 to 2 weeks before they're able to go, but the parents are feeding them. So we do try to educate the public on these items before they get involved in bringing the animals, because so many times we are brought animals that really should not be brought in. But in those cases, we do try to get them back. We re-nest them, either put them up where they should be, or we create a nest if it's been destroyed or it's in a place where it shouldn't be, and put the babies back in.
What are some of the more unusual animals you have that pass through the Tucson Wildlife Center?
You
have the javelinas,
yes,
that come through.
Lots of javelinas. Yeah. We get ringtails.
Coyotes.
Coatimundis. Mm. We get pelicans, which is probably one of the most unusual.
That are blown off course during the monsoon.
Yeah, during their migration from Mexico to California. Those should be coming in probably any day now. We would like to urge the public to keep an eye out for these birds. If you do see one, this is not a place for them. They will not survive here. They do need to get back to California. If you do see one, if they land in a pool or anywhere that you notice, please give us a call. If we are able to catch it, we will. But they definitely are in need of help. So it's not an occurrence that should be here.
790-2040. Any wildlife questions, D. Kidd would be more than happy to entertain your comments and questions. We should give out that number. And folks, write this down. Keep it by the phone or wherever you keep your phone numbers, because you never know when you're going to come across a sick or injured animal in the backyard. It's 290-WILD, correct?
Yes.
All right.
9453.
9453, 290-9453 or 290-WILD. Getting back to the state-of-the-art hospital, what can be done there? Just about any procedure, any operation? And do you have full-time vets there? Or are they folks that donate their time, volunteers?
The vets that we have are volunteers. For the most part, if we call them to help us out with an animal, surgeries or any kind of treatment that's needed by a vet, they come out and help us on a volunteer basis, and we are really appreciative of that. Dr. Jack Quick of Pantano Animal Clinic has been really at the forefront of the place since it even started 15 years ago, and we really appreciate his help on an ongoing basis. So, but we do... we do have a full surgery and radiology room, so we are able to do any kind of surgery that is needed to be done.
And we should mention also that Lisa Bates is really a really special person, and I've known Lisa for a number of years, and she really started this whole thing, and it has grown, and folks maybe would like to go visit. What's the best way to do it, and where are you located?
Well, we're on the
far... Or would you rather not have visitors?
You know, we're on the far, yeah, far east side. Of course, a lot of people may say they need to pack a lunch to get there because it is far away. We are not generally open to the public because,
okay,
we are a rehab facility. Our license with Game and Fish does not allow us really to be open to the public. However, we do have tours.
Mm-hmm.
We urge people to call and make appointments. Those tours normally go from fall through the spring. It's just too hot during the summer. We usually close the tours down during summer. It's too hot for the people, and the animals are usually hiding anyway. There are a few people that have come in and have liked to just tour the hospital. We really don't mind that, and that's cool in there. It's not a real big hospital, but people find it very fascinating. But normally we would urge people to call if they want to come out for a tour. Like I said, it's generally just between the fall and spring.
So they should call that 290-WILD number to inquire about perhaps they're with a group and they would like to bring the group out in the fall or something to take a look at what you're doing.
Yes, they can call 290-WILD and then hit extension 2. Extension 1 is the the emergency line. So you'll want to hit extension 2. It'll take you to the office, and we can get you scheduled.
How about volunteers? You need a lot of volunteers, I assume.
We love our volunteers. They're people that just love the animals, love working with them. Yes, we always are in need of volunteers. We have a lot of students that leave, that have graduated. We also right now are really in desperate need of volunteers. We have quite a few snowbirds that have left for the summer. Mm-hmm. So during the summer is kind of a crucial time for us because we do get a lot of animals come in during the summer. It's the largest time for us. So we really always do need volunteers. And seeing as the hospital's open, we have a number of opportunities. You can work with the animals, which means feedings, cleanings, and just somewhat normal maintenance of the hospital. But we also have a receptionist up front, and we're looking to staff some positions for the receptionist up front as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Dee Kidd, director of the Tucson Wildlife Center. Again, that number 290-WILD, 290-9453. Thank you very much, and good luck. The financial picture is looking pretty good for you.
It's doing great.
Because you survive on donations. And
yes, individual donations are our primary source of income, so we really depend on the public. We love it when people bring in animals and leave a donation with us.
Okay, thank you very much, Dee.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foam treatment process. Trusted to rid the military base on Johnson Atoll of termites. Trusted by Tucson and Southern Arizona residents to rid their homes of termites. Locally owned and operated since 1980. We know what bugs you. Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Our president began working on an alternative termite treatment process in the early 90s. In 2001, we were awarded a U.S. patent for developing this new method to protect homes from termites. Five Star, leading the pest industry in innovation from right here in Tucson. 886-0045 or fivestartermite.com.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, last Monday of July. Get back down to earth at the 2014 Silver City, New Mexico Clay Festival. That is coming up this weekend, only 3 hours east of Tucson. Be a great way to get away from the heat, enjoy the cool mountain air of Silver City, that mile-high elevation. You can find out more about all the great places to stay and things to do by visiting their fine website, Southwest New Mexico, spelled out .org, and all the great places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, Tucson Fire Captain Barrett Baker. Captain Baker, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me. I hope everybody had a good weekend and that obviously everyone was safe as well.
Well, we're trying to stay as safe as possible. And one way certainly is to make sure if you have children and you have a swimming pool, to make sure that that pool is a secure pool and a safe place. And unfortunately, over the weekend, we had an incident. How is that child doing in the near drowning on the south side?
We think that the child's going to be okay. You know, there's just the constant reminder, though, that obviously exactly what you said, kids and water can be very dangerous. Every situation is so different than when we have to report on these drownings. And accidents happen, there's no doubt about that. And unfortunately, you know, fortunately, we're in the business of trying to prevent those accidents from happening. And there obviously are certain things that we would just recommend that if you always follow those, that you will never have to put yourself in a position. Because regardless of whether it's a drowning or a near drowning, these are traumatic events, and they're traumatic for the family, the friends, the first responders that go on them. I mean, they really do have a large impact. And if we have, you know, upwards of 1 million people in the entire city of Tucson and county surrounding it, and this year we've only had one drowning. So I say only one drowning, but for those folks that were involved in that drowning and their friends and family, you know, their lives are forever changed. And it's just important that we don't let other families have to go through that.
Yeah, that's the good news, though, that it is only one drowning, but of course one too many, Captain Baker. Are we improving the situation? Is the message getting out there, the simple ABC message of drowning prevention, is that rate of one drowning, is that an improvement over, say, last summer?
Well, you know, 2 years ago we had one drowning, but it was related to a child that was left unsupervised in the bathtub. We've had several near drownings, and I mean, I think we get to the point that I'd like to say if we have more than zero drownings, that's too many.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you hit on the ABCs, but in this particular case from the weekend, I mean, this is how fast it can happen. Child is at home with parent. The other parent gets home from the grocery store. And they put the 18-month-old down in the front yard, and they take the groceries into the car, into the house, from the vehicle into the house. And the fact is that's something that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people would do every day. And in that short amount of time, your child obviously can get away from you. I'm a parent myself. I have three kids, and I'd be lying if I didn't say that, you know, there are times, and I don't have a swimming pool, but there's certainly times where you question, like, oh, where'd that one go, or where's this one? So it really can happen so quickly. But that ABCs, the first part of that, and most importantly, is the A, which is the active adult supervision. And if you have a pool, in this particular case, there was an above-ground pool that was in the front yard of the house, not the backyard. And there was the danger that if they were getting groceries out of the front yard or driveway and taking them into the house and there's water in the front yard, now you don't have that barrier, which is the B. Mm-hmm. And so the ABCs are always basically built on each other. They're not independent of each other. If you have the active adult supervision, which is basically any time, you know, your kids have the ability to be around water, you got to be watching them 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The B is the barriers. Make it difficult for the children to get to the swimming pool. And that means that you have a fence up with a gate that locks, that you keep things away from the gate to where they can't climb over it. You never prop open a gate. I mean, all of the things. If you have sliding glass doors, make sure that they're shut. Make sure you have kid locks on them. And then the C would be the part that is the CPR for the adults and the classes for the children, the swim classes. Obviously, the faster the kids can learn how to swim, the better chance you have of avoiding that type of water-related incident. But I tell people, you know, you are your child's first responder, because it's not Star Trek. We can't get from the station and port over to your house instantly. There is some travel time that's involved with that. And that 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes, that is the longest 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes of your life if your child has basically been pulled out of a swimming pool. But the number one thing that you could do over that course of time is the CPR, because, you know, we have to have oxygen to survive. That's very basic. And if you've drowned or you've been under the water, you're not getting that oxygen. By doing the CPR, you can try to get the blood pumping again through the body. And again, I can't understate or overstate how important that is.
Captain Barrett Baker is with us, Fire Captain, Tucson Fire Department, talking about pool safety. Also wanted to talk about the monsoon. We haven't had a really productive monsoon and a lot of rain, but there have been some incidents, and I know it really drove me crazy when I saw on Facebook somebody posting that they were going to drive through a running wash, and I thought, oh, that is so crazy, so stupid, and I'm sure if you had seen it, you would have probably said the same thing.
Well, I'll let you, I would definitely think it, I'll let you say it, though.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay, well, it was crazy. How are we doing? Any swift water rescues, or are things fairly calm this monsoon?
No, I mean, again, the same sort of thing, that it's so, we try to get the messaging out there, so it's so imperative, that the fact is that the monsoon is going to be here no matter what. And mm-hmm. with that monsoon, you're going to get the heavy rains, the lightning, the flash floods. And it does get a little frustrating, because it can't be fun. It can't be something that you're interested in. That interesting thing or fun thing that you think you're getting into can turn deadly. We've had three incidents this year already, and you know we're way behind evidently with the amount of rain that we're getting, but it can hit with just ferociousness. I mean, it really can hit you, and it shouldn't be taking us off by surprise anymore, though. When those clouds roll in, we've got to stay out of the washes. The thing that can catch you off guard, I think, is just driving around town, because they hit and they dump so much rain over such a short period of time that, you know, Country Club Road can all of a sudden have, you know, over 12 inches of water.
Yep.
And if you're driving on that, you know, and it might not necessarily be a swift water rescue, but it's obviously going to incapacitate your car, and now you're stuck in a situation that you'd rather not be in.
Captain Baker, we had a quick question for you, a caller. Let's see if we can work this in real quickly on CPR. Go ahead, Lauren.
Thank you, gentlemen. I got a quick question. Why did we eliminate the breathing portion of CPR?
The breathing portion, okay. Go ahead, Captain.
Sure. I don't want to get too in-depth with this, but the CPR, they were finding that folks just weren't doing CPR because they were concerned about the mouth-to-mouth resuscitation aspect of things. If it was a stranger, and obviously this isn't a pleasant thing to talk about, but when you're in that type of thing, there's blood, there's saliva, there's things like that, and I think people were being dissuaded from doing that based off of communicable diseases. The continuous chest compression CPR our survival rates went from the single digits, 8, 9, 10%, all the way up into the 30-something percent just with that continuous chest compression CPR. Now, the caveat to that is the drownings. If you've been under the water for 4, 5, 6 minutes, you don't really have the oxygenated blood in your body anymore. So it is important when it comes to the drownings that you do give those rescue breaths, that you try to get a little bit of oxygen into that body and then get into your CPR.
Okay, Captain Barrett Baker, Tucson Fire, thank you very much. Good information.
Indeed.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, brought to you by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan supplies all of our in-studio guests and all of the employees at KVOI with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Thanks a lot, Culligan. Coming up tomorrow, Rosemary Brandt, our ace producer, and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04 for the Buckmaster Show. Wake up Tucson 6 to 8 tomorrow morning. We'll be back. Rose and myself, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.